In the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Speaker Mike Johnson unveils a new plan to avert a government shutdown next week, but it's going to have a hard time getting through the House. The BBC's Shinga Noyaka has more.
Republican Congressman Johnson is proposing an interim budget that expires in stages early next year, allowing Congress more time to agree on a longer-term funding plan. But he will need the support of both the Republican-led House and the Democrat-led Senate to pass the bill and avert a crisis, a shutdown on government programs next week. Democrats and some members of his own party reportedly prefer to debate a single bill once over the staggered process Johnson is proposing. As he pushes for more debate on certain funding programs.
Medical groups here in the U.S. are scrambling to help hospitals in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. So far, more than 11,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 1,200 Israelis. Hamas is still holding on to more than 200 hostages, while the Israeli military continues its strikes on the territory.
Palestinians are making the perilous journey south. They have a four-hour daily window where Israel has agreed to a humanitarian pause to the near-constant bombardment of Gaza. Hospitals in northern Gaza are operating without power, nearing a breaking point. Patients have been told they need to evacuate. Israel says they've agreed to help the most vulnerable out of Al-Shifa, Gaza's biggest hospital.
We will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Former President Trump says he wants TV cameras in court for his upcoming federal trial in Washington. He's being accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump's criminal trial here in Washington in the 2020 election conspiracy case is set to begin March 4th. There are no cameras permitted in federal courts nationwide, but a media organization has filed a motion seeking to allow them in this case, and Trump has signed off, saying every person in America and beyond should have the opportunity to study this case firsthand.
The 2023 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has arrived in New York City, a sign that the holiday season is upon us. CBS News New York's Natalie Dudridge.
It is a 12-ton tree. It was driven down from Vestal, New York, once it was off the truck. Well, crews, they never waste any time getting this 80-foot-tall tree in place. So the scaffolding, it will continue to surround the tree so that they can deck it out because there are just so many lights, 50,000 multicolored lights.
The tree lighting ceremony takes place Wednesday, November 29th. It's on display through January 13th in Midtown Manhattan. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Thank you. Thank you. Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That is Essential Last Crack for your November 11th, 2023. Mac Bolasses. Before that, we heard Bullet Train. You can hear Essential Last Crack each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock p.m. here on Maxine Kevy. And tell me what your Essential Last Crack is. Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. I'll be happy to get your double dip of your Essential Last Crack if you send me an email. And if I play your double dip, well, I'll get you a t-shirt or something like that. Essential Last Crack every week at 11 p.m. on Saturday nights here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to the show. We got a lot of new music coming up this hour. New music from the Vanishing Kids, the Faith Hills Have Eyes, and the new one from Abaddon's End. Right now, the latest from Level Down. They're in the studio too, making new music. We'll have that for you shortly. Right now is Apathy. Level Down on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It's like life calls and you're out, but you hope someone's there to take care of you. And you feel like your day off, you're not to blame, no matter what you do or say. That's in your way, that falls away, it leaves you standing so cold. And I'll say that good intentions are sure as half to last in line.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings!
Stay cool.
That's brand new heavy metal from the Faith Hills Have Eyes on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Their new album is just fantastic. Get it right now. It's up on Bandcamp. Carbellion before that with Pity the Backseat. Their new album is also really good. I still have Lords of the Trident. I got that new one from Abaddon's End just around the corner. Right now it's Go Play God and Wait Insult. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
To make this easy to chew, but I won't break.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Lords of the Treaded there and Death Dealer. They just got back from Canada. They played a few shows up in the Canadian province, Toronto. My good buddy E-Dub went with them too and saw a couple of shows. Hey, thanks for listening to Maxine Kevy tonight. Really appreciate you. Still on the way before the end of the hour. 94 Distortion, Else. And right now, brand new Abaddon's End. Absence in Adolescence. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. What?
Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth.